Blog Talk Radio.
For Solar Records Radio, and I just want to thank you for tuning in again today here on Solar Records Radio. How much we appreciate and love you guys, and thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We love you, and you know, we had something just happen, and so we just had to restart this link, and so it's all good now. Just re-click your link if you're listening, and it's all good. We are just dealing with technology as it comes to us. So guys, just enjoy this music that we love to play for you here on Solar Records Radio, and God bless you, and much love to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for loving us here at Solar Records Radio.
Thank you all very, very much. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. We'll play you one more. I want to thank you all for being a great audience tonight. You really helped us play very well. I enjoyed myself. I think everyone did. And especially it's a great pleasure for me to have played all of our new music for you. You never heard it before, and I think it went very well tonight, and that's because you listened very well. So thank you very much.
Yes, we love that brother right there. And my, you're talking about great music, great fun. Chick Corea was one of the best. He was amazing. He was awesome. We love him. You hear the crowd in the back. It just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. Because Chick Corea, you know, I mean, what a living legend he was, and he was just amazing. And, you know, we lost him the beginning of last year. And look, they can't stop. They want more, because Chick Corea was really all that. And we're so blessed that we had our time with him. We are so blessed. So, guys, listen, I want us to just have a great time. I'm sorry we had a broken link on our show today, but we got it all straightened out. It's all good. Greg's blood pressure has gone down now, and so we can move forward and get things going here on Soul Art Records Radio. We love you so much, and we appreciate you. So here we go with one of Greg's favorites, just to make him feel better, and this is Carnell Carter right here on Soul Art Records Radio.
much too much if you let me go. Life would lose its touch. What would I be without you? There's no place for me without you. Never let me go. I'd be so lost if you went away. There'd be a thousand hours in a day. Without you, I know, because of one caress, my world would overturn at the very start. Oh, my bridge is burned by my flaming heart. You never leave me, would you? You wouldn't hurt me, could you? Never let me go.
Favorite day.
First of all, my friend JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls, and you know, when she sent that to me, I was like, JoJo, are you serious? Come on, girl. Yeah. You know, you don't expect that from JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls, right? You expect some funk and R&B to lay it down, and man, when I got that, I was like, JoJo, I am truly a fan of yours. And so anyway, there you go, man. You just never know what's going to come. Because, like, you listen, look, I started out as a jazz drummer, right? And then I went into my R&B pop thing. But my heart is right here. I keep coming back to where I started because it was something about that music. It was something so special that just really blessed me. And so I understand, JoJo. It is just a wonderful place to be because, you know, the thing about playing jazz music, it's a conversation between the musicians. they are literally talking to each other, and it, you know, and talking through their instruments, right? And as a young man, I didn't recognize that. I knew something was happening because I knew that, and it was something that blessed me along my career, was that I would listen to those instruments, and whenever they made a different move, I was aware of it because I was so tuned in to what they were playing that I, when they moved, I moved. I knew they were going someplace else, and I was going with them. And sometimes I can, you can anticipate it because you get so used to, especially when you know the musician that you're playing with, you know their movements. You know, okay, he's about to go. I could tell he's about to take, he wants to go to here. And so, and you just, you, when you know that, then you anticipate that, right? And so I would anticipate that timing. It's coming and we're going there. And so what happens is, because the drums are the foundation of the groove with the bass, when the drums and the bass start moving, you know it. And it starts taking you someplace else, you know it. You hear the drum rolls. Next thing you know, it's like you know something's about to happen. And so I could anticipate what these guys were doing, whether it's a keyboard player, a bass player, a guitar player, a saxophone player, who's ever leading that song. And it's not just even about just the leading. I could hear the other guys right there with me. We're just supporting that particular artist that is soloing and doing their thing. And you can hear them. They're moving and they're about to take you someplace else. And it's an amazing journey. It's an amazing opportunity. It is an amazing time in your life as a musician to be able to be on that stage at that particular time or in that room and doing what you're doing. It is an amazing gift, and it's so beautiful. And to be able to just go from one part of the song to another part of the song, and we are communicating with each other without saying a word. It's just through the sound of our instruments. It's through what we're playing. We know it's time to go someplace else. And that's what I love about jazz, because it is an internal conversation between the musicians, and it just goes and it goes and it goes. And then when you're ready to end, if we get an applause at the end of the day, hallelujah, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it like we did, right? And it's just great. So anyway, I love it. And JoJo, thank you for sending me the music and stuff. And much love to JoJo. I think she's texting me right now. Yep, she's texting me right now. Oh, Lord. I'm going to post this beautiful picture she gave me. Oh, JoJo, you're so pretty. All right, man. We are so blessed. And so we're going to keep going here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys for hanging out with us here. And so we're going to do our thing. We're going to get going. And whoa, what's all that noise in the background? All right, guys. Let's rock. This is a friend of mine, also Nicole Hall. And she's been working with Leon Silvers. And beautiful young lady from New Orleans. And she's done a great job and stuff. And I've been playing a song that she did with Leon Silvers' son quite a bit. But I want to play something else on her record right now, okay? So we'll just, let's see what's going on here. This is called All Mine. This is Nicole Hall on Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
place called non-existence. And I think it's time that we gave ourselves some distance. Going through the stages of love and war, and nothing changes. Tomorrow's not promised, only for today, and maybe we'll see through this way.
We had searched for heaven, what we found was hell. Is there a solution? Only time will tell. Maybe with some patience, we will find our way. Maybe we'll cross the path.
goodness gracious, what an amazing groove is that. I mean, it just, Tony, come on, Tony Morrell right there on Solar Records Radio, Show Me the Way. That is such an amazing feel, such an amazing groove. Me as a musician, I know, I want to share with you just a little bit about that, because it is, this music, right, music itself is such a powerful entity that it goes in and it does whatever it wants to do inside of you without your permission. I mean, without your permission, it is doing whatever it wants to do. That's how powerful it is. And music can make you do things that you weren't thinking that you were going to do, right? Because it can soothe you. And if it soothes you, it relaxes you. And if it relaxes you, and that person that's next to you, you know where I'm going, right? So, you know, and you don't expect it. And so, and then that's when people go, oh, that's such a good song. Oh, man. That, you know, a lot of times we don't know, like, why it is. We can't explain it. It just is, right? It's just good music. And so that's the power of music. It can influence you. And being influenced, there's so many amazing ways. So many people use music to do what they try to get accomplished. Like, for instance, churches use music to lift you up spiritually, to get you to be, you know, feel closer to your Heavenly Father, which is a beautiful thing. But also people use music to get you up out of your chair and get you on the dance floor and get you shaking that body, right? Which is, you're having fun, right? It's a good thing. Music can also depress you. It can bring you down depending on what they're saying and what it's actually doing to you. There's so much power in music, and we have no control over it. It is, if you are around it, it starts playing, it affects your emotions one way or another. And so I that's why this entity, I mean, you hear it on commercials constantly. It has nothing, music has nothing to do with what they're talking about. It's just in the background. It's there. Like, you hear it in the background right now. It's just there. See, it's kind of like music has created its own space. It's, and when it's not there, it seems empty. So now it's caused us to always want it near. It's something that's so powerful. It's a beautiful thing. Music can be so beautiful. It only has some dark negative sides to it, but for the most part, it's an amazing tool, and it's an amazing opportunity. And so I love music. That's why I love music, because it brings me joy, it brings me happiness, it brings me friends, it brings me closer to Christ, it brings me closer to this thing that drives me to want to be a musician. I mean, it drives me into my drums. It's like, oh, I tell you, it's amazing. And a musician, what a challenge it was for me to get myself there. And once I got myself there, I loved it so much. And then I wanted to try different things. I started off doing Latin jazz, and then I wanted to try R&B because so many people were happy with it. They enjoyed it, and I didn't understand because I wasn't in that mindset. I wasn't over there. I wasn't participating in it. And so I decided, you know, if I'm going to judge this music, I need to understand what exactly it is that I'm judging. And so once I started getting involved in it, I started falling in love with it. And I was like, you know, now I see why it makes people happy. And so my negative thoughts about it had subsided because I got to understand what it is that made people happy. And so I became a R&B drummer as well. And then that's when my career took off. I became a professional R&B drummer. And so thank God for that. And I'm glad that I opened my heart to that and my mind to that because I didn't expect. I had no idea that R&B music was going to do that to me. I was into jazz. I was into Latin jazz, progressive jazz, straight ahead jazz. I just wanted what I wanted. And I was going to, in my heart, I wanted to be the best jazz drummer in the city of Philadelphia. I want to say the world, but the truth of the matter is all I could, the whole world to me was my city where I grew up at. And not even a whole city, just my neighborhood, right? Because I was just a kid. But I fell so deeply in love with this music that I wanted to do that. I wanted to just play jazz. But then I got to find out how powerful R&B music is, how it influences people, how it blesses people, how it makes you feel good about yourself. Even you could have a bad day and your friends will say, come on, just go out with us. Just come on, just go out with us. And you go out with your friends. And before you know it, wow, you're feeling good. You're having a good time. It just feels right because now you have this music that's driving you. And it's making you come to the dance floor. And it's making you feel good about your bad day. Is making you feel better and better. And before you know it, when you start to feel better, you start to act better. When you start to act better, things around you become better. And so it's a beautiful thing. And with that being said, I think I'm gonna bring on my beautiful sister. Who do we have? Area code 310.
This is JoJo.
My sister, we got JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls on the line. What's up, JoJo?
How you doing? I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. What's happening? I'm sorry, I've been MIA. I've been working. I'm still promoting the other. Oh, and thank you for playing my song. I love Favorite Things. It was one of the ones that I had the most fun doing.
That's it. You know, let me ask you a question about that real fast, because that song is really kind of stimulated my whole conversation right now that I was having when you called in. It's that progressiveness behind it. It's just, you know, for you as a singer, you know, and I know I only knew you before you sent me that song as a pop R&B singer. And then all of a sudden you send me this and I go, JoJo. Like, and so I want to ask you, I need to know, like, did you ever do jazz before you pursued pop R&B? Was jazz ever in your life? Or was it after?
Yeah.
Did it come after? It was?
It was before. I was doing that. In fact, I did that for almost 10 years in the clubs in Buffalo. And I was mostly a jazz artist. The only people that would let me sing with them were the jazz guys who are very, very good in Buffalo. And it would be like a Sunday jam session. Or if I did something Saturday night, it would be a mixture of R&B and jazz, but mostly these were jazz musicians. And I started doing that when I was about 18 years old. I couldn't get a job, and that was the only thing that I could do was sing. That was my best thing. That was my
just survival.
So
yes.
So it was survival, you know. I mean, I was still living at home, you know. I was still at home with my mom. And I had my son at the time he's on the phone listening. So you could say his name's Alan. You could say hello to him.
Hey, Alan. How you doing, Alan?
Hello. How are you? Good. How are you?
Hey, but I am blessed and highly favored, man. Love your mom to death. And so, oh, wow. Nice to meet you, man. What an honor. Nice to meet you.
Well, he was the reason I started singing because I couldn't get a job when he was a baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you sing to him?
Of course, all of the time. All the time, and I had the 45s and the little records and stuff, and I would play them, you know, and after a while, you know, he would grab one, and, you know, he would hand it to me. I guess it was always his favorite. His favorite most of the time was Aretha Franklin at the top. So he would just hand it to me. He would know what he wanted to listen to. He's really, really good. He knows, like, music history, he's real good at. And this is a self-taught thing.
Wow.
So that was the reason why I started in the club. And I did that for about almost 10 years. And in between all of that time, I had gone back to school. You know, I got a certificate. I couldn't get a GED because I went to an all-girls school. And I quit. And when I wanted to go back to school, I had to get a certificate. At the time when I finished, I got out of there. I went to State University of Buffalo College at, you know, College at Buffalo, New York. And all that time, I was singing in the clubs on, you know, it, like weekends whenever I could get to work. And I did that for about 10 years. And that's how Rick heard about me. When I met him, I was working in the record store.
Wow.
And he came in with his entourage, and part of his entourage was one of my friends who I'd worked in the club, Oscar Alton. And Oscar introduced me to him. And,
wow.
But, you know, that's that story. But, yeah, I was doing
jazz.
Wait,
real quick, did you know Rick when you met him? He had already had hits out?
Nope.
You didn't know who he was?
He knew who I was. He said he, you know, that was our first conversation. Well, he was telling me, yeah, well, I heard about you. And I said, well, I heard about you, too. And, you know, we had heard of each other but hadn't met.
And how did you hear, you hear about him?
Well, the only thing I knew was at the time he had done Come and Get It. And as I said, I was working in the record store. And we had to, because he was local and he had had some success, we played his music. So Fired Up, at the time, it was Fired Up and Come and Get It. Those two albums I had heard because we had to play them. We had to play them, and it was an in-store thing. And he would be, sometimes it would be the Saturday morning special and whatever. And I even at that time, I was still singing in the jazz clubs and stuff. And I listened to a lot of it when I was a kid because my mom had Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday. She had the 78. So I would listen to all that stuff. When she would get her hair done on Saturday, she always said, don't you touch my records, because she was afraid I was going to scratch them or crack them or whatever. Don't you touch that music.
Lord.
She knew I was in it, right? I would wait until she would go get her hair done. And I'd be playing Billie Holiday, and I played Sarah Vaughan. I played Ella Fitzgerald, the big band stuff. I listened to all of that. I liked it.
Wow.
Because that
was her
genre of music.
That music. So did you say 78?
They were 78. They was not. They weren't 33. They were 78.
Like
they was like from back before I was born. So,
that's like your son talking about cassettes.
Exactly.
An 8-track.
No album. An 8-track album.
Right. Oh, wait. Let me just ask this son a question. And first of all, just for the listeners, you know, you may not know what's going on, especially if you just tuned in. But for the ones that have been tuned in, we're talking to Mary Jane. We're talking to JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls, the lead singer from the Mary Jane Girls, and her son is on the line with us as well. And so when she was talking about Rick, she's talking about Rick James. you know, rest in peace, my brother. And so I just want to just kind of get everybody up to, you know, to where we are and stuff. So let me just ask your son a question. How did it feel having, you know, a mom that was out there growing up with a famous mom who's out there and looking pretty, and all these guys looking at your mom? And I know how guys are protective over their mom. How did that feel for you as a young?
Well,
there you go.
I mean, at the time when she did her first album, I was 15 and I was still in high school.
Oh.
And it was like, I mean, the older guys, I couldn't fight them off, but you know, but it was actually, it wasn't all that bad because a lot of people didn't believe that she was my mother.
I thought I was
so
sister.
You didn't have to fight.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I didn't have to fight anybody.
Right.
That ain't all, man. That ain't your mother. That's it. I mean, I was here, oh, man, that ain't your mother. That's your big sister.
Oh, man. Wow, that's amazing. And yeah, he was around 15 because that's the age right there where we really are protective over our moms. You know, all of a sudden we're like their new boyfriend. It's like, hold on, don't be checking out my mom. Even my dad had problems with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, if he talked to my mom any strange way, it's like, hold on, though, that's my, don't talk to my girl like that. I don't know what it is. But it's the mother, the mother son thing, and then you have the daughter father thing. So I think that was just a natural thing that happens. But I want to just real quickly say, you got hello from the UK, from Greg over in the UK. He said, "Tell JoJo hello."
Hi,
JoJo. Hey Greg, there you go. So okay, so anyway, so go ahead, JoJo. So can I ask you one other thing? I know I just put you on the spot by getting you on here, but I wanted to ask you, so, you know, because they're asking me these questions, so I'm gonna pass it over to you. Being a jazz musician, a singer, and a pop R&B singer, is there any difference when you're on stage performing live between the two different genres?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different vibe. You know, because if you got a jazz audience, they don't want to see you running across the stage jumping up and down. You know, like say the R&B,
right.
You have to be more physical. I know
right,
that.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
It's a different. It was a whole different thing. When I did the jazz thing, you know, it was almost like the flower in the hair and the long dress, and you stand there in front of a microphone and sing. Yeah, you still interact with. I was able to interact with the audience differently because it was more up close and personal. This was clubs. These were nightclubs and supper clubs that I worked in.
Mm.
So it was, like I said, I can't tell you which one I like better because, you know, people all sometimes ask me, well, how about the difference between background singing and singing up front? It's like I can't because they're both important. Both of those things are very important. And it's just like with R&B and jazz, both of those are two very, very important genres of music in our community. And one is one vibe and one is another. The jazz vibe was more relaxed, but it was still strong.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who listened more. They would listen. You could hear a pin drop while you were singing, and then once you get finished, you get the applause. With R&B, it's not like that. They're singing with you. You're interacting with them. You know, it's call and response sometimes, and it's lively, but it's still strong.
Right.
Both of those are two real strong genres of music, and there's two real different ways of approaching it. But I approach the jazz with, you know, like I said, you know, I get dressed up a little more. I was younger so that I could, you know, at the time, you know, it wasn't the short dress thing or anything like that. I would wear something like mid-calf or long. And sometimes some of the R&B was incorporated into those sets. So I kind of did both. but it was mostly, you know, but on Sundays, the Sunday afternoon thing, you know, everybody, it's either after brunch, after church thing, you know, it's between 4 and 7. You know, yeah, that would be the long dress thing, and, the, you know, it was, like I said, it was a different vibe.
All right. Another question. The Walter sisters on your solo album. Can you tell us a little bit about them? The one that did the backgrounds for you on your debut album?
Yes. When I found out, because they sang with everybody, when I found out that Rick knew them and he wanted to use them for this project, because he used them on some of his projects as well, I hadn't met them, but I knew who they were. And I knew how they was like the powerful vocalist in the music industry. I was floored. The first couple of times I didn't meet with them, they would sing. They would come in and do some of the backgrounds. I would add another note, or I'd add maybe a lower note because theirs were a two-part harmony. I would add the third note. And then I got a chance to work with them while they were there doing that third note, and it was for me. I was speechless. I love them. These women are some of the most professional women that I'd ever met. I really did enjoy working with them. You know, whenever I got the chance, but a lot of times they would come in and do stuff and. That would be it. They came in also on the last album that I did with Rick too, the Urban Rhapsody. They did some of the backgrounds on Urban Rhapsody as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You've been doing your thing. I just want to say thank you so much for. I'm like in shock, and I want your son to chime in. Is there anything that you want to say about your mom and her career?
At the beginning, it was her. She was singing in the club. She was trying to. I'm gonna say what she used to say. It was a job that paid the bills. You know, I mean, it wasn't. So much, we didn't get the big celebrity status, but it was enough. But it was, you know, it was a job, like she says, that everybody knew about.
Amen. It got her the attention, got her
popularity, and exactly. Whatever goes with that, you know.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, did you become a musician?
No.
So, all right, just checking, because none of my kids, I have three, and none of them, I'm like, man, I mean, I'll say this,
I wanted to be, but, you know, at the time that I wanted to learn, the money for lessons just wasn't there at the time. This was before she got the popularity. And I remember I was a Rick James fanatic since 1978. Okay, listen, I don't know if I ever told my mother about this, but this was 1979. I dreamt one day that I met Rick and I asked him to teach me how to play.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's how bad I wanted it, you know. But after a while, I guess the dream just faded from me. I don't know what exactly happened.
Hey,
I mean, you know.
And that's, no. It's that's perfect. That's well said. Because, see, I didn't want to put that pressure on my kids either. I actually was thinking that, you know, maybe one of them would become my daughter actually picked up the guitar, but she would never practice. Mm-hmm. And so, but the seed is there for the right person. You have another gift. You have another blessing. You have another thing that you're going to do, and your mom did what her seed was. And so we all are different, even though we may come from, you know, the same genes and stuff. And I'm thinking, man, I'm bad. I got three of them. One of them, I couldn't even get one of them to be an athlete. Can one of them go to be an athlete? Nope, they didn't want to do that. They would just have their own life, their own world, their own space. So I had the respect.
Well, here's what I did. She had a big record collection. She used to have a huge record collection. And I would pick up the albums and I would read. Now, my aunt taught me how to read when I was four. So that's how I was able, because before I was able to read, I knew symbols and record label colors and all of that.
Mm.
Now, besides Aretha Franklin, my other top favorite was Stevie Wonder. I was a Stevie Wonder fanatic too.
There you go.
And see, when I got to be about 13, 14, I didn't realize that he was so talented and he had a birth defect of being blind. And then when I found that out, I mean, it fascinated me. I had that, so I gathered all her records and all her records that I could find. And you know, I got better acquainted that way. I would read. That's how I know so many years, what year, what, who produced what, who played what on what, you know.
Right.
I mean, that was just a natural thing for me. Even though I didn't pick up being a musician the way I wanted to, that was another thing for me to do.
Yeah, that was enough for you right there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a hobby. It's a hobby that, you know, that sometimes when I forget things, he can tell me, I have to, what was this person's name, or who was produced this, and he'd come right off the top of his head and do it.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
So he got that part of the music. He has the love of the thing.
Yes.
I used to wonder, it's like he doesn't sing, he doesn't dance, he doesn't play an instrument. Whose child is this?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I used to say the same thing, so I get it. Like, what?
Yeah.
My daughter loves rock and roll. I'm like, what? Who? What? How did that happen?
Thank you. It's like, this is R&B over here. It's R&B and jazz and all this other stuff. And total. But I did that too. My brother used to wonder why I liked the Beatles so much. So why did you buy that? Why are you listening to that? Rare Earth. Beatles.
Yes, me too.
Okay.
Did we live in
now,
all,
did,
all,
now,
all of the,
okay.
All of the British invasion.
Okay, now, did anybody know that, just like the Jackson 5 did, who was another one of my favorite groups from Motown when I was a kid, the Beatles also had a cartoon that used to come on Saturday mornings.
That's the Monkees.
No. This was an animated cartoon of the Beatles.
Really? I don't know that one.
Yeah. I seen it on. Yeah.
It was something that didn't last a long time. I don't know if it went over real well.
Right. But then the Jackson 5 cartoons. I was like 4 years old at the time. And I had to be in front of the TV every Saturday morning to see that.
He had to be there, right? Like, that was it. That was the most important
thing.
That's
right. He had to be there.
What state were you guys in?
A whole lot of other ones.
What state
were
you guys in?
New York State. Yeah.
New York State. Okay, yeah. By me, I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Philly. So,
I
was thinking if it was the East Coast thing. Yeah. I should have seen it. All right, guys. Well, I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, you introduced me to your son. That's so sweet. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Thank you guys so much for always being so kind, you know, playing the music and stuff. You and Greg, thank you, Greg, because Greg always has some very, very, very good questions, you know, so that
yes, Lord.
Not only so that they can be explained and so that, you know, so, I mean, I enjoy that. I enjoy hearing or getting questions from him. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let him know.
Well,
so I said, thank you.
Yeah, he probably wish I would have put the link so he could call in and say all his good stuff. He loves these conversations. I want you go ahead. You want to say something before I want to ask you one last question?
Sure.
Did you want to say something before? I just wanted to ask you if you could tell us about. I have two songs. I want you to pick one of those songs that I could play from your solo thing. One is called, and then you pick it, Look of Love, and the other one is called Let Me Be Your Angel.
I would say Let Me Be Your Angel, and only because, see, because Look of Love is another one. It's like, that was something first. Those songs from That's Slightly Dangerous, all of that was arranged, produced, and the music was done by Danny Lamell.
Okay.
Who was Vic's saxophone player and also his musical director. At one point.
Okay.
So those were the songs that were produced by him, and I love those. See, those were done a while back. Let Me Be Your Angel is the newest one that is being promoted right now. So far, nothing's happening here as far as I know, but I know it's a hit in Argentina. I know it's a hit somewhere overseas. It's a hit like the Middle East, some parts of China, is where it's starting to become popular. And this was a song I actually did I recorded it in 2021 during the pandemic. There were no studios open. So I actually did the vocals, the lead vocal, and the small part of the background vocals here in like on my laptop. And I was like, I hope I did the right thing. I do record myself. I've done some other projects. I didn't do any of this with Slightly Dangerous, but I got a project called the Shameless Hussy Project where I did the whole thing. It was an experiment. Just to see if I could use the Pro Tools, if I could record myself. I created the music and everything. So for Let Me Be Your Angel, that was that other song, that other project was practiced for this because I had to record those vocals without the help of a professional studio. And so on this song and on this album, because it's just one track, Let Me Be Your Angel's one track on this album by Vadim Tikhonov. He's Russian.
Okay.
The rest of the musicians are American, and this is his project, this is his album, and I got an opportunity to have the only vocal track on there. And so I did get a production credit for this too as well.
So,
I like doing that. It's not I can't play an instrument, but I like the creative process of music. And Let Me Be Your Angel, so far it's doing pretty well. I got promos out there everywhere. I'm trying to do everything on Facebook, you know, on the new music media, Facebook, Instagram, and it's on Apple Music. It's on all of the major music platforms. And the album, you'll have to find. You can find it, but it's under Joanne Funderburg. If you type in Joanne Funderburg, it'll come up. But the guy's album that it is, his name is Vadim Tikhonov. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a great album too, by the way. It's all smooth jazz. Great album. If you want to play some of the instrumental music that he's done, please do. You know, I think he'd be real happy about that. But it's a good album. Great album.
Okay. Well, many blessings to the both of you. I'm going to close out with your song, and I thank you so much, JoJo, for just,
and I
you know, being
you and blessings. Great.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
And blessings as well to everybody. Thank you. so much. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Don and Greg.
Thank you for being so kind as to, you know, to listen to me and my stories and play the music. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, you guys have a blessed rest of your week, and thank you again for coming on and sharing your stories here on Solar Records Radio. God bless you.
Okay.
And I'm going to play your song now.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. My mouth is careful, manually go some by the glass and I'll be back. Me used to run, go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from the math teacher class. Big man now, but still I remember the past. It could I bring them back, would no matter where it passed. Those days, bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh I miss those days. Bring back those days, need back them days, yeah. Boy, my youthful days were filled with good, but some sad memories. I have to get mama freedom, plim, and her car meal for rich. with the old neighbor. Mama always share, but everybody gone, they are no longer here. Sometimes it brings tears down my face, but me hope that every soul find a rest in place. So see, bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh, I miss those days. Bring back those days, need back them days, yeah. Oh, I miss those days. Bring back those days, need back them days, yeah. Oh, those days, bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. As a youth, me used to play down a Bamberry Cross. Sit down and watch the princess, them when them a pass. Me used to lick the cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be fast. Me used to hum go the catch a bat. Then do me homework from them a teacher class. Big man now but still not remember the past. It could have bring them back, good matter where it cast. Don't say it, don't say it. Ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be back. Me used to rum go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from the math teacher class. Big man now but still a member the past. It could have bring them back, would the matter where it cost. So days, bring back those days, yeah. Those days.
And my goodness, I'm just so happy I got to talk to JoJo, right? We had her on, and you know, just because she's such a sweet and beautiful lady, and you know, she doesn't mind sharing her time, and so I'm just so grateful for her and what she does for her community, and so proud of her, and thank you, JoJo, for just being an amazing lady that you are, and her son coming on as well, supporting his mom. You know, we love that, right? We love that so much. Now, don't forget tomorrow, so Throwback Thursday, right? Retro Thursday, whatever you want to call it. We're going to go and we're going to reach back. We're going to go down memory lane. So let's go down there together, reminisce. And I play some old stuff now, and then people are like, whoa, how did you find that? And but I love real stuff. I heard on the news the other day they were talking about this new thing where it's faking, it's fake artists, fake music, and putting out this, you know, putting out music, and it's tricking people and it's fooling people and makes people feel, you know, crazy and uncomfortable and everything. And once they find out it's artificial and it's not real, that's kind of crazy, right? That is really crazy. And so I'm really sad about that. And I hope that, I know that they said they're going to do something about it. But, you know, it takes a long time sometimes for them to do what they say they're going to do. And so, wow. I'm praying that God does everything. I hear somebody in my studio. And, but anyway, God is good. And everything is good. And I'm so grateful. Thanks, Greg. Thanks to everybody that's been helping us here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for blessing us and hanging out with us today. We appreciate you. Sorry for the broken links. That seems there's something wrong with the links, and so we've been doing everything we can to get that fixed. So anyway, guys, we're going to just, we look forward to tomorrow. We get to hang out with you, and we hope you enjoy this music. All right? We love you so much, and we thank you very much for hanging out with us here on Solar Records Radio. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of the music. See you guys.
at you and wonder why would you even wanna stay? When all they do is lie to you, make you cry every other day. Whoa. How many times have you said I'll be damned before I take him back? Yeah. But then you take him back again.
Ask myself why.